The threat of mass shootings is a major concern for young people today. A new USA Today Ipsos poll is finding anxiety running high among young people ages 13 to 24. They're concerned about school violence, especially since the mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. Joining us live via Skype is USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. Students, Susan, these students have not only showing increased fears about their own safety, but they're also talking about what they want to do about it. And in many cases, for them, it means participating in a march and trying to bring about a change in legislation.
You know, I think we shouldn't be surprised at the way school violence, gun violence, mass shootings have defined this generation. We interviewed, as you said, kids who were 13 to 24 years old. Even the oldest in this group entered school after the Columbine shootings. And most of them many of them weren't born yet by the time of the Columbine shootings. So throughout their school careers, this has been a reality that they have lived with. And when we ask them, what's the thing in life that worries you most? Is it affording college or terrorism, or is it gun violence? Gun violence at the top of that list by a lot. And one of the other things that had really remarkable about this poll, a third of the people that we polled, a third of these young people, say they will participate in Saturday's protests. Either they're going to go out and march themselves, they're going to join by social media. That is the kind of massive protest, if it works, if it happens, that we've never seen before in this country.
So it seems that they're turning their fear and anxieties into political participation of sorts.
That's right. We find evidence that they feel the adult leaders of this country, including in both parties, have failed them. Neither party gets a very good rating in terms of their favorability. President Trump doesn't either. So these are kids who I think are feeling like they need to do this themselves. And I think also one thing that's happened is the idea that nothing can work, which I think a lot of older people have when it comes to gun laws, they don't have that sense. They believe that activism can make a difference.
We've heard a lot from older adults about what they would like to see, but what are the kids saying about how they would like to see their schools more secure?
Well, we found overwhelming support for having armed police officers at schools, for having metal detectors at the doors of schools. One thing we found they didn't like, arming teachers. Most of the young people we interviewed said that idea, which has been endorsed by President Trump, was a bad one.
We're seeing more parents accepting of their kids speaking out like this as well, and I would assume that's in part because these parents are also afraid and see the threat as real.
Here's a finding I thought was remarkable. For kids 13 to 17 years old, 80% have sat down with their parents, and their parents have talked to them about what they should do if there's a shooting at their school.
USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page.